Hi there, Ray. Ray, thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director, and of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, of course, answer any questions that you have. And because it is still a fairly young company, she did want me to actually apply a new in business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
So far, so good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So, you know, Ray, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that does pop up right near the top of the page?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something, but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you, that's the power of this listing, because people will not need to already know Faithful Appliance Repair, but they'll find you as a top option anytime they go on Google or Bing, whether they're on a smartphone or a computer or any device that accesses the internet. If they're looking for appliance repair near me, a specific type of appliance, dryer vent cleaning, any of the services that you want to be found for, we'll make sure that your business does pop up as one of those options so people can call you. And, of course, with the calls coming directly to you, it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. So, you know, there's no lead fees because whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same flat rate. Now, there's not currently a website, though, right, for Faithful Appliance Repair?
Correct.
Okay. So now for our very young companies, and I know that you're a couple of years in, you do still qualify for a new business, right? You know, it is month to month, so we want you to see success from the very beginning. And in truth, Mr. Brown, our job is not just to list you on Google as a top option. It's to make sure that people who see you there have the reasons to call you. So I want to make sure that you do have a website. We'll include a website at no additional cost. It is a month-to-month service, like I said, and we want you to see success from the very beginning. It's all the content necessary to get you on that first page. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Search, in fact, I'd like to do a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, to make sure that you are being found throughout your entire service area, kind of the greater Houston metro and beyond. You do qualify for reduced pricing, though, being that you are a young business. You're looking at 50% off the normal cost of the service. Save you $300 each and every single month. As long as you choose to use the service, that reduced rate stays with you as long as you stay with us. Brings your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. Like I said, the $299 would be the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, and of course there's no lead fees with the calls coming directly to you. Now, with the website included, it is just that flat rate of $299. We're going to build, host, maintain, and update that website for you at no additional cost. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, Ray, but at least on the surface, is that something you would want for Faithful Appliance Repair?
I suppose I would definitely something that I would want.
Sure, of course. I know you've got questions, but Google it, right? I mean, it's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we go when we need something. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Now, I know you do have questions. I just wanted to ask you a question real quick, because Tara attached here the Angie leads, or Home Advisor powered by Angie. I think she found it when she was looking for a website for you. I'm a little familiar with that service. It's a lead-based service. You pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not, right? Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads? Do you like that service?
Yes, I am.
Okay. How do you like it overall? I mean, I know you're getting leads, but are they turning into work for you?
It kind of works for me because
okay. Good.
I was explaining to her I do some traveling, okay, and I like to try to business with me. Yeah, and so I can kind of adjust from you know, this area in Humble to Illinois.
So you said Central Illinois.
Yes.
Okay. So when you say you're traveling, are you like moving to Central Illinois?
Well, I have family.
I see.
So
I'm
kind of back and forth.
You're back and forth between Texas and Illinois. Okay.
Right.
So what I would say to you is that social media campaign, the paid Facebook ad, that's going to do you wonders, because we can target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. You'll have a website already, and of course that website will be attached to your listing, and we can run those Facebook ads in Illinois when you're in Illinois. So I think you're going to love that too. Now, you know, I don't want to get too much into the details with the Angies, because I know it's going to be hit or miss anyway. I mean, it is a shared lead system. You know, you pay for the same lead that a handful of your competitors are paying for as well. So, of course, you're not always going to land the job. Now, I did just want to say that you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system with us, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where it's coming from. Now, you did mention that you had questions, so I'd be happy to answer any questions that you do have regarding how the service works.
Well, no, that was you actually answered my question. I was referring to the travel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
if I plan to go to Illinois at the beginning of September,
okay.
What steps would I need to take to get there?
We would probably call you before, or if you could, you know, give us any advance notice at all. But with the Facebook ads, I mean, we can within, you know, a few days time, even if you just say, hey, I'm already on my way out and I'm going to Illinois now, or if you tell us a few days ahead of time, then we just start to target, you know, like I said, specific cities and zip codes and even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. So if you can keep us in the loop, let us know whether you're in Texas or in Illinois, then we can easily change where those Facebook ads are running. That's the power of that. Now, are you servicing like all major appliances? Do you focus more like on the Wolf and Sub-Zeros and the higher end, or Maytag and Whirlpool, anything and everything, or?
Yeah, the standard Maytag, Whirlpool, Samsung,
uh-huh.
LG.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, the best part about it is the calls come to you. So, you know, you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be profitable for you, schedule it out as long as it fits into your time frame there. And like I said, with the website, now most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so people will call you directly. Now, on the website, there's also going to be a contact form, so people can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Ray, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So you always know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, of course, like I said, it is a flat rate. So you always know in advance it's going to be $299. It's going to bill on the exact same day every month. Well, today's the 31st. So it would bill on the last day of the month, whether it's the 30th or the 31st. But it would be that exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying for click, call, lead, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, do you have any photos that we can use on the website, anything related to your business, like service vehicle or yourself, anything like that you would want us to put on the website?
Not at the moment, but that's not something that will be hard.
Yeah, yeah, and the best part about it is, you know, like I said, not only is the initial construction of the website going to be included, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the website is included as well. So you can always send us new photos, and we can always update photos or add additional content and things like that. There would never be any additional cost for that. Okay.
Okay.
Now, it's Faithful Appliance Repair, right? That's how you would want the business to be branded online?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Ray, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you want your customers to call, the business number, 217-475-1093?
It is.
It is, okay. And is
yeah,
it...
But I can change it at any time, though, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can actually update anything, really. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. Well, that does actually bring me to my next question. But before I do ask it, yeah, what I was saying is that we can update any information, whether it's phone number or anything like that. But you are service-based. You always go out to the customer. There's not really ever going to be like a showroom or brick-and-mortar physical address location that we would be promoting for your business, right?
Correct.
Okay. The Angie's has 7850 Farm to Market, 1960 Road East. Is that like a residence?
Yes.
Okay, it is.
Yes,
right.
It is.
So Google knows that most service-based businesses are kind of run from the home, run out of the truck, even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or something like that. If customers don't come to you, Ray, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address because they don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. The other thing I wanted to ask you is, like I said, when we list you, it's going to be your phone number that people are going to be calling. But when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, text, and email. And like I said, when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you do get a text message as well as an email. Is the number that we're speaking on, is it a smartphone, Ray? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Mr. Brown, what is a good email address, either for you or for the company? If it's a personal email, it would just be hidden. No one would need to see it online, but it would still be attached to the contact form. And, of course, we will email you things from time to time. What's a good email then, Mr. Brown, for you or the company?
Raymond 1 Brown.
That's just the number one?
Yes. Yes, yes. At yahoo.com.
Okay. So definitely kind of a personal email. Like I said, it won't need to show up on your website, but it will be attached to the contact form. And then we do use phone, text, and email to reach out to you. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. But did you have a preference, Mr. Brown, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, all of them's okay.
All of them's okay? Yeah. All right, that's good, because there's going to be kind of like, there's going to be a little bit of redundancy built into it. If we reach you, if we call you anyway and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text message. Certainly, like I said, email you things. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would actually be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. We'll be scheduling an in-depth conversation with one of our technicians, kind of dot the I's, cross the T's. We want to know things like any mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, honest, fair, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. And if you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one with your suggestions. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I will need to do here because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification, right? It does actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is, in fact, a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we are including the website for you, etc. Now, the voice verification, Mr. Brown, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Is it any way I can... Any way that I can get back to you to complete that after I finish this particular job?
Well, you know, like I said, it only takes about 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll schedule the follow-up call a little bit later on, but I definitely will be respectful of your time. But if it is something that you would want to do for your company, this way we can secure the listing and Tara would stop calling through the area to try to connect me with the next eligible business owner. I can get through it as quick as I can and still be respectful of your time without being rude.
So let me ask you this. Would I be able to, like you said, first page on Google, would that follow me to Illinois, or would I have to be on another page?
So, you know, like I said, we'll be doing a lot of different things for your business. We will pin verify your business where do you think you're going to be spending most of your time? I know you're kind of back and forth, but is it split fairly well even down the road or down the middle of it? Are you?
Well, I'm pretty sure I'll be in Illinois for the next 9 months.
For the next 9 months. So, I mean, if you're going in September and you're going to be in Illinois for the next 9 months, and I'm sure you can receive mail in Illinois then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we would probably want to just get everything set up in Illinois. You said you're leaving in, like, early September, mid-September, so...
Yeah, early September.
Early September. So you're about 5-6 weeks away then, huh? Before you...
4 weeks, yeah.
4 weeks, okay. Well, I mean, it's just the very end of July here. So if you're just a month away from being in Illinois for 9 months, we would probably just set everything up in Illinois and then let us know when you're heading back to Texas, and we can get you PIN verified in Texas and get you on the first page of Google there. I wasn't sure if it was going to be like, you know, a month or however long you're going to be there. But if you're going to be in Illinois for 9 months, what's your address going to be in Illinois?
I'll be in the Decatur area.
You're going to be in Decatur? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with Decatur. Yeah, we can do Decatur. That's not going to be a problem. And like I said, Google just wants to verify that you're going to be doing business in the Decatur area. They do prefer the U.S. Postal Service. They don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes because, you know, those can be rented by someone out of the area. But as long as you're going to be kind of at least... for the 9 months headquartered in Decatur, then we can get you PIN verified there, send out that one piece of mail. Looks like a piece of paper folded over, not much to it, but the tear-off edges and a 5-digit PIN inside. It does have instructions on how to verify your listing yourself, but we would actually just want you to call us or text us, email even, with that 5-digit PIN, and then we'll verify your listing for you. What's that street address in Decatur?
So the street address, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm in the middle of a job, so it'll probably
that's
be
okay.
Best
if, oh, I gotcha.
Even if, yeah.
So we can actually fix that in the client interview. That won't be a problem at all. And like I said, I know you're kind of in the middle of a job here, but if you've got 5 minutes for us to secure the listing, that way we actually close out the category and we do stop calling through the area. And then we can get the rest of the information with that follow-up call with our client interview.
Right. So So you were saying calling, even if you're calling throughout the area in Humble, Humble be set this up for Decatur in the next 4 weeks. Is there any way that I could possibly give you a call back if that opportunity is still available? I'd like to jump on it, but I really got to focus on getting this customer taken care of.
So what I can do, and I want to work with you here, you said you got a job you're on right now. Do you need me to call you back in about an hour?
Let me see. I'll probably be available between 12 and 1.
Between 12 and 1. Okay. So then I'll call you back then between 12 and 1, a couple hours from now, about two and a half hours from now. Well, let me just call you back a little bit later on this afternoon. I'm going to put this on a soft hold. I know you got to take care of your customers, and you do a good job, so I want you to get back to that. But I'll call you back between 12 and 1 today and answer any questions that you might have. All right?
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, Mr. Brown, I appreciate you as well. I'll call you back in about, 4 hours, something like that. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Take care then. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.